بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا وجعل لكم من جلود الأنعام بيوتا تستخفونها يوم ظعنكم ويوم إقامتكم ويوم إقامتكم ومن أصوافها وأوبارها وأشعارها أثاثا ومتاعا إلى حين.
Verse number 80. Allah, may He be glorified, has made for you the homes that you build out of stone and other items to settle and rest therein. He has made for you, from the skins of camels, cows, and goats, tents and canopies in the desert that are similar to urban homes. These are light for you to carry when you travel from one place to another, and are easy to erect when you stop. He has made for you from the wool of sheep, and the hair of camels and goats, furnishings for your homes and garments and coverings that you can enjoy the use of until a specified time.
وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُم بَأْسَكُمْ كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 81. Allah has made for you trees and buildings that you use as shade from the heat. He has made for you tunnels, caverns, and caves in the mountains that you use as cover from the cold, heat, and from enemies. He has made for you shirts and clothing of cotton that protect you from the heat and cold. He has made for you armor that protects you from the violence of others in war, so that the weapons do not penetrate and reach your bodies. Just as Allah has given you the above favors, He completes His favors to you in the hope that you will submit to Allah alone and not associate anything as partner to Him. Verse number 82. If they turn away from faith and acceptance of what you have brought, then your duty, O Messenger, is only to convey what you have been instructed in a clear manner. It is not your duty to make them accept guidance.
يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها وأكثرهم الكافرون.
Verse number 83. The idolaters recognize the favors that Allah has given them, such as sending of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but then they deny his favors by not giving thanks and by rejecting his messenger. Most of them reject his favors, may he be glorified.
وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْذَنُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ.
Verse number 84. Remember, O Messenger, the day when Allah will raise up from every nation their messenger, who was sent to them to give testimony of the faith of those who believed and the rejection of those who disbelieved. Thereafter, those who disbelieved will not be allowed to present an excuse for their rejection, and they will not be returned to the world to do actions pleasing to their Lord, as the afterlife is the place of reckoning and not the place of action.
وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ.
Verse number 85. When the wrongdoers and idolaters will see the punishment, it will not be lightened for them, and they will not be given respite by it being delayed for them. Instead, they will enter it to live in it forever.
وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُو مِن دُونِكَ فَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ
Verse number 86. When the idolaters in the afterlife will see the false deities that they used to worship besides Allah, they will say, O our Lord, these are our partners that we used to worship besides you. They will say this to make them carry their burdens. Allah will cause their deities to speak, and they will respond to them saying, You, O idolaters, were false in your worship of a partner with Allah, for He has no partners deserving of worship.
وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ السَّلَمَ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ
Verse number 87. The idolaters will surrender and submit to Allah alone, and all their fabricated claims that their idols will intercede for them before Allah will disappear. Beneficial points. 1. The abundance of favors is a reason that draws the servants to an increase in gratitude and praise for Allah. 2. The condition of those who disbelieved in Allah on the Day of Judgment is that no excuse will be accepted from them. Their retribution will not be removed from them, their partners will abandon them, and they will acknowledge that they were guilty of disbelief. 3. The witness that they will give testimony against every nation will be the purest and most just witness. These are the messengers on whose testimony judgment will be passed. 4. The verses indicate the permissibility of using wool and animal hair in all conditions. 5. One of Allah's favors to His servants, that is deserving of gratitude, are the homes we live in and enjoy. 6. In the verse, garments to protect you from your violence, there is an indication that the servants must make preparations of equipment for striving in Allah's path so that they can be used when fighting the enemy.
الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ
Verse number 88. Those who disbelieved and turned others away from the religion of Allah will have their punishment increased above and beyond what was due to them from their own disbelief, but because they misguiding others also.
وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بَيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ
Verse number 89. Remember, O Messenger, the day when we will raise in every nation a messenger who will testify against them about their denial or their acceptance of faith. This messenger will be from their own selves and will speak their language. We have brought you, O Messenger, as a witness against all communities. We revealed the Quran to you to clarify everything that requires clarification, such as the lawful and unlawful, reward and punishment, etc. We also revealed it as a guidance for people to the truth as a mercy for those who have faith in it and practice what it contains, and as good news for those who have faith in Allah of the everlasting bliss that awaits them.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ
Verse number 90. Allah instructs His servants to be just by discharging Allah's rights and the rights of fellow human beings, and by not giving preference in judgment to anyone unless with a right that demands such preference. He instructs them to be good by doing more than what is mandatory, such as spending voluntarily and forgiving the oppressor. He instructs them to see to the needs of their relatives. He forbids everything that is vile in words, such as obscene speech, or in deeds, such as fornication. He forbids oppression and arrogance over people. Allah advises you with the instructions and prohibitions in this verse, in the hope that you will take heed of His advice.
وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ
Verse number 91. Fulfill every pledge that you made to Allah or that you made to people. Do not break oaths after making them binding by swearing by Allah. When you have made Allah a witness to the oath that you swore, Allah knows what you do. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will recompense you for that.
ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا تتخذون أيمانكم دخلا بينكم أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة إنما يبلوكم الله به وَلَيُبَيِّنَنَّ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ
Verse number 92. Do not be by breaking your oaths foolish and dim-witted like a woman who tried herself by spinning her wool, and after it was firmly spun, she broke it open and unraveled it. She tired herself by spinning it and then breaking it, and she did not obtain the desired result. You make your oaths as a means of deception to deceive one another, so that your nation can be more in number and stronger than the nation of your enemies. Allah only tests you by fulfillment of your oaths. Will you fulfill them or break them? Allah will make clear to you on the Day of Judgment those things you differed about in the world, and He will distinguish those who were on truth from those who were on falsehood, and the truthful from the liars.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 93. Had Allah willed, He would have made you one nation in agreement on the truth. But He, may He be glorified, misguides whom He wills from the truth and from fulfilling their oaths by His justice, and He guides whom He wills to do so by His grace. You will surely be questioned on the Day of Judgment about what you used to do in the world. Beneficial points. 1. the disbelievers who prevent others from Allah's path will receive multiplied punishment on account of their spreading corruption in the world by their disbelief and sin. 2. The earth is not without people of righteousness and knowledge. They are the leaders of guidance and representatives of the prophets. The scholars are the guardians of the sacred law of the prophets. 3. The verses have defined the pillars of Muslim society in the private and public life of the individual, the community, and the state. 4. The necessity of fulfilling pledges and covenants, and the prohibition of breaking them. 5. The prohibition of bribery and acceptance of money for breaking one's pledge.